السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والنجم إذا هوى، صدق الله العظيم. So we are discussing different ayat wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in this surah, Suratul Najm, which is in the 27th sipara, in the opening verses of this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes a qasam, وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى, by the star when it sets. Now, as I explained before, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can take a qasam on anything, because there is nothing that is greater than Allah. But if insan wants to take a qasam, then insan can only take a qasam on Allah's name. Can't take a qasam on anything else. So, وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى, by the star when it sets. مَا ضَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمْ وَمَا غَوَى, your companion, that means Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is neither astray nor has he lost his direction. Because this is what the mushrikeen were saying. But no, he is leading the people astray and he's causing family problems, he's splitting up families. Because now one person in the family is accepting Islam, others are not accepting Islam, so it was becoming a problem. So they began saying these type of things with regards to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to the defense of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fights the case for Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah Pak says, your companion is neither astray nor has he lost his direction. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى, nor does he speak of his own desire. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُ يُوحَى, whatever he is saying, this is revelation that has been revealed to him. So if you got a problem with what he is saying, in reality you got a problem with what Allah Pak is saying. Because whatever he is saying is the words of Allah. عَلَّمَهُ شَدِيدُ الْقُوَى, he has been taught by one of tremendous might, one who is extremely strong. Now, there is a difference of opinion amongst the Mufassireen with regards to who this is referring to, Allamahu Shadidul Quwa. And then that difference of opinion will carry through for the remainder of the ayat. So some of the Mufassireen say that here, who is being referred to is Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam, that he has taught Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the rest of the verses all will be referring to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Jibreel alayhi salam. But other Mufassireen of the opinion that no, this refers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if it is referring to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the balance of the verses all will be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, عَلَّمَهُ شَدِيدُ الْقُوَى, he has been taught by one of tremendous might. ذُو مِرَّةٍ فَاسْتَوَى, one who is extremely powerful. One who is extremely powerful. Now if you take it to mean Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we don't have to give any explanation. And if we have to take it to mean Jibreel alayhi salam, then Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam, when he went to destroy the people of Lut, the nation of Lut alayhi salam, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam has got 600 wings. 600 wings. To pick that entire nation up with the land beneath them. take them to the skies and turn them upside down. He only used the tip of one wing. So you can imagine the power and might that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to Jibreel alayhi salam. And when Jibreel alayhi salam has got that type of strength and power and might, then can we imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَهُوَ بِالْأُفُقِ الْأَعْلَىٰ. When he was on the highest part of the horizon. Now these ayat, they refer to, if you take it to mean Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it refers to Mi'raj. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went for Mi'raj. And if you take it to mean Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam, then it is when Jibreel alayhi salam, what we discussed yesterday, Ya Ayyuhal Muzammil, Ya Ayyuhal Muddathir, when Jibreel alayhi salam appeared on the horizon and he had filled the horizon, and when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked up and he saw Jibreel alayhi salam and he actually got a shock and he had actually fallen down. So then it refers to that. وَهُوَ بِالْأُفُقِ الْأَعْلَىٰ. When Jibreel alayhi salam was on the highest part of the horizon. ثُمَّ دَنَا فَتَدَلَّىٰ. Then he approached and drew close. Right? So those that take it to mean Jibreel alayhi salam, so they say that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had fallen, then Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam came close to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to revive Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to pick Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam up. And those who take these ayat to mean Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it is referring to the time when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went for Mi'raj. And we know that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came up to the lote tree, Sidratul Muntaha, that is coming in the front here. And after that, Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam, he could not proceed further. And he told Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that now nobody else can go further than this besides you. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes further than Sidratul Muntaha. No being has been further than that point besides Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that poet so beautifully he put it, and you must have heard it so many times also, that Sidratul Muntaha par jo pohche Nabi, sar jhuka kar ye Jibreel kehne lage. Isse aage jo jaye jal jayega. But I forget the couplet before that. He addresses Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jibreel alayhi salam puts his head down and he addresses Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, O beloved of Allah, now whoever goes further than this, besides you, whoever proceeds further than this, he will be burnt. He won't be able to proceed further. Nobody has got that type of strength, nuraniyat, to go further than this point. They will be burnt up. Only you can go further than here. So then it refers to that ثُمَّ دَنَا فَتَدَلَّىٰ, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam approaches and he goes closer. فَكَانَ قَابَ قَوْسَيْنِ أَوْ أَدْنَىٰ. And he was as close as two bows, or even closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَوْحَىٰ إِلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْحَىٰ. Now this ayat makes many mufassireen lean towards that this is referring to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Allah's abd, not the abd of Jibreel alayhi wa sallam. فَأَوْحَىٰ إِلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْحَىٰ. Then he sent revelation to his slave. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then gave wahi to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever wahi Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to give to him. مَا كَذَبَ الْفُعَادُ مَا رَآ. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not make a mistake with regards to what it sees. Heart of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will never tell a lie. It never ever makes a mistake. أَفَتُمَارُونَهُ عَلَى مَا يَرَى. Are you disputing with him concerning what he saw? Because when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came back from Mi'raj and he explained to the mushrikeen, so now they were disputing that how can this happen in a portion of the night. You went Baitul Maqdis, from there you go to the heavens and Allah and come back and all that. We can't understand this. So are you disputing with him with regards to what he saw? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ رَآهُ نَزْلَةً أُخْرَى. And he certainly saw him once more. عند سدرة المنتهى. At the سدرة المنتهى. عندها جنة المأوى. Close to which is Jannatul Ma'wa. That Sidratul Muntaha, after that, very close to Sidratul Muntaha is Jannat. Indaha Jannatul Ma'wa. Is Yagsha Sidrata Ma Yagsha. When the Sidratul Muntaha was covered by whatever it was covered with. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't even explain to us what it was covered with. Because no matter what description is given to us, we will not be able to fathom it. Our intellect, our akal mandi, our minds in this dunya, what has been given to us, it doesn't have that capacity to fathom these things. So Allah Pak this tells us, when the Sidratul Muntaha was covered with whatever it was covered. مَا زَاغَ الْبَصَرُ وَمَا تَغَى. Now at that time when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had gone to Sidratul Muntaha. Now you must remember, you know, when the daughter is getting married in the house, then the father wants to paint the house. He wants to make the house look like how it never looked before. Here now you can imagine Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going up and he has come to Sidratul Muntaha. So how the malaika must have beautified that Sidratul Muntaha, how they must have made it look for the coming of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cast his special tajalliyat, etc. And it was covered with different colors, different malaika. It assumed a look that it never assumed before. The Sidratul Muntaha on its own, it is extremely beautiful. But on this occasion, the beauty that it had assumed, it never assumed on any other occasion. So, مَا زَاغَ الْبَصَرُ وَمَا تَغَى. The sight of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam neither wavered nor transgressed. That means Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't miss anything. He took in the whole picture. And then also Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't exaggerate anything. When he narrated the what he saw, he didn't exaggerate anything, he didn't add on anything. Exactly what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw, that is what he remembered, that is what he related. لَقَدْ رَآ مِنْ آيَاتِ رَبِّهِ الْكُبْرَى. He definitely saw some of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's great signs. Great signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw. So how much of the nur of Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allah Pak wanted Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to see, that is how much Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw. And then besides that, different signs. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taken on a tour of Jannat. He was taken and he was shown different punishments of the qabr. Different signs Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw during the journey of Mi'raj. And then the surah continues. Now we go to إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُبِّرَتْ. Now you must have heard, the little older people must have heard Sheikh Basit read the surah إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُبِّرَتْ. And the youngsters also, if they really want to hear qiraat, then they should listen to Sheikh Basit read the surah, إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُبِّرَتْ. So this is إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوبِرَتْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is depicting Qiyamah. Now I'm not going to give explanation. I'm just going to read the meaning to you. It's really something to think about. Try and picture that manzar, that scene of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوبِرَتْ. When the sun is folded. وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ كَدَرَتْ. And when all the stars will fall down. وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُيِّرَتْ. And when all the mountains will crush and crumble and they will be made like cotton wool and they'll be flying around. وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ عُطِّلَتْ. When pregnant camels will be abandoned. Now we know that the Arabs, the camel was their wealth. And a camel, you ask the farmer, when the animal is expecting, now that's like a prized possession because your wealth is increasing. But at that time, even the pregnant camels, they will be abandoned. وَإِذَا الْوُحُوشُ حُشِرَتْ. And when even the predators will be gathered for reckoning on the day of Qiyamah, even the wild animals, they will be brought for reckoning on the day of Qiyamah. وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ. When the oceans are set alight, the waters of the oceans will be heated, and the heat will become so intense that all the water of the ocean will evaporate. There won't be any oceans left. وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ. When souls are joined, the souls are joined, the kuffar will be joined together, mu'mineen will be joined together. وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ. And when that girl who was buried alive will be asked, بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. For which sin were you killed? Why were you buried alive? What sin did you commit? That masum child will be asked. That you were buried alive. What sin did you commit? وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ. And when the records of actions will be opened.